神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We're glad to be with you today.
很高兴今天再次跟你在一起。
In our last program, we talked about youth suicide.
上个节目我们谈到青少年的自杀。
This is a growing problem in our countries.
现在在各个国家呢，已经是成为一个越来越多的、越大的一个问题了。
We discussed a bit about how young people feel and why they get into the thought that they want to commit suicide.
我们讨论过为什么年轻人会有这种要自杀的想法，他们是怎么样形成的。
We even gave some warning signs that in their talk, how they talk, what they say.
我们也给了你一些这些要自杀的人的一些想法、讲法的一种表现，让你有一点警觉。
Now, many times they do not say these things to their parents, but to their friends.
大部分的人呢，他们不会向自己的父母亲有那些说话的形态，而是对自己的朋友。
And as a youth today who has a friend that has real problems, I would like to help you be able to help them.
如果你四周围就有这样子的朋友说这些很消极的话，或有自杀倾向的话，我愿意来帮助你。
Like I said, they may begin saying nothing ever goes right for me.
比如说呢，你听到有一个人常常说呢，什么都不对了。
Sometimes in their frustration, they may say it'll all be over soon.
那也有人会在这种很挫败情况下说呢，这个都会结束的。
They may say nothing matters anyway.
有人说呢，反正呢，对我都没有关系了。
Then they come up with this thought, I may just kill myself.
之后呢，他们就是用一种好像我要自己了结来做这样的一个结束。
I hate life.
我很憎恶生命。
Everyone would be better off without me.
如果没有我存在的话，可能大家会过得比较好一点。
I just can't take anymore.
我承受不了了。
I wished I was dead.
有人说呢，但愿我现在就已经是死了。
Now, when you have a friend that begins to say statements like that, don't ignore them.
如果你四周有这样的朋友说这些话的话，请你不要忽略。
They may even talk to you about suicide.
他们甚至跟你表明他们要自杀。
There used to be an old saying, well, if somebody talks about suicide, they'll never do it.
以前的人有这样的研究说呢，那种会呻吟的、会叫的、会想要自杀的、会讲要自杀的呢，不会自杀。
But that's not true.
但是你要知道，已经不是事实了。
We must take everyone serious that talks about taking their lives.
对每一个人谈到这些消极的话的时候呢，你要很认真的、很严肃的去面对。
You might say, well, what can I do? I'm just a youth. I don't know what to do.
或许你说我只是他们的朋友，我是一个年轻人，我怎么办呢？
They need you to listen to them.
他们需要你去倾听。
Don't give them any advice.
不需要给他们劝告。
Don't make any judgments against them.
也不需要呢，来纠正他们。
Don't try to solve their problems.
也不要想要解决他们的问题。
Just listen.
就是听，倾听。
Comment on the changes that you have noticed in them.
从很平常的一些他们的不寻常地方开始谈。
Maybe you could say to them, I noticed that you haven't been laughing like you used to.
比如说你就说，哎呀，我很久没有看到你像以前这样子笑了。
You see, being able to tell them you see the change makes them understand that you're concerned about them.
当你谈到你观察他们看到他们的改变的时候呢，那他们的感觉是你有在关心他。
Take their problems seriously.
当他们谈到问题的时候呢，你很认真的来看待他。
You may not understand it, you might think there's nothing to it, but you must take their problems seriously and send them the message that you care about them.
即使你觉得那不是问题，但是呢，你要以他的一个处境来很严肃的、认真的看这个问题，而且呢，尽量的去安慰他们。
Sometimes as a friend, you don't really know what to say.
有时候呢，像一个朋友，不晓该说什么话。
But there are some things that you should not say.
那有些话你是不应该说的。
You shouldn't say, oh, come on, things aren't that bad.
你不能说呢，哎呀，没有你想的那么糟啦。
To them, it's very bad.
问题是对他们来讲真的很糟。
Then you might say, well, you have a good compared to, and then naming someone.
千万不要讲这种话，比如说呢，你跟谁比起来你好多了。
But that really bothers them, because they know that inside they're hurting so deeply, they don't have it good.
那因为他们心里面已经到了一个很沉痛的或者是很低潮的这样的一个境况呢，所以他们不会认为比谁好的。
Don't say them, aren't you making it bigger than it really is?
也不要跟他们说呢，你不觉得你太夸张了吗？
Sometimes you feel like saying to them maybe, suicide, that's a stupid way to solve your problems.
或许呢，你会这样子来评断他说呢，自杀呢是最笨的解决方法。
And because you know no other answers, you say, come on, hang in there, things will get better.
因为你没有办法找到其他答案，所以就跟他讲说，你就撑着吧，反正就是这样子吧。
And then there's some young people said, you think you got it bad, you ought to see how my parents are.
那或许有人就跟他讲说，你以为你的很糟吗？你去看看我的父母亲吧，比你更糟。
All of these are ways that makes the person who's talking to you feel like about I might as well not bother talk to him.
那这些话的表达会让对方觉得你一点都不关心，就以后就不再跟你讲了。
Instead, begin to talk to him. Maybe you might say, "Have you ever felt so bad that you wanted to die?"
前面所说的你要避免去说，但是有时候你可以这样子来表达，比如说呢，你的感受那么的糟糕，有没有想过自杀的念头呢？
Yes, I've thought about suicide so many times, he may say.
对方可能会回答你说，真的，我以前就是很常常会想到要自杀。
Now, this is the way that you take him seriously.
那这个时候呢，你就要很认真的来跟他对谈。
You might say to him, well, how are you planning to do it?
那你就可以问他说，那你怎么样的计划呢？
When are you going to do it?
你会想在什么时候做呢？
Do you have things that you can kill yourself with, like drugs or a knife or a rope?
甚至你可以这样来问他说，你如果有想过自杀的话，那你是怎么准备的呢？你要用药品吗？还是你有刀子或绳子吗？
You see, you're doing this because you want to find out just exactly what he has in his mind, because the more dangerous and definite the plans, if he has something he knows he wants to use, if he knows when he's going to do it, then the greater risk of him attempting suicide.
因为这样子你等于在查究，等于是在侦查他有没有这种真的是快要自杀的倾向。那如果他跟你提的话，那表示说呢，他这种强度强烈度已经很强了。
So you're going to have to get help.
你需要帮助。
Now he's going to say to you at first, don't tell anybody what I'm telling you.
那他可能会一直跟你强调说呢，绝对不要跟别人说我跟你讲的话。
Don't agree with him or don't just act like you didn't hardly hear what he said.
那你对于这一句不能跟别人讲这样的这句话呢，你一定不能认同。
Don't agree to keep this a secret.
不要把这个当作是你们的秘密。
I know as peers, we like to be trusted and when people tell us things that we realize that we don't want to spread what they've told us.
同年龄的人呢，很喜欢保守自己彼此间的秘密。我知道有这样的一个现象，但这个绝对不能保持秘密。
You see, you'd rather have this angry friend than a dead friend.
那你宁可让他对你生气，而不要呢，让他跟你诀别。
You see, even as a counselor,I cannot keep back the fact that if somebody has told me they're going to commit suicide, I must tell. My confidence is broken then. I must tell that they have said this.
我身为一个心理辅导諮商的人呢，即使有这样的一个情况告诉我说对方要自杀的话，我宁可牺牲我的信誉，也不能让对方就这样子去自杀。
I cannot express this strong enough.
我实在是不晓该怎么向你来解释。
Because many times after someone has attempted suicide or committed suicide, friends will then say, well, he did say some things about it, but I just didn't want to tell. I told him I wouldn't tell, and besides that, I didn't think he would do it.
因为很多自杀的例子呢，在事后呢，他的朋友们就会想起来说，哦，他提过，然后呢，或许呢，他跟我讲不能讲，因为这样子呢，就造成了遗憾。
You might say, well, who can I get help from?
那如果你要求援，向谁求助呢？
I don't think I can tell his parents. They won't understand.
我当然不能跟他的父母亲讲，他父母亲一定不会了解的。
Maybe I can tell the teacher or the principal here at the school.
还是我跟老师或者是校长讲。
Or maybe you can go to an adult friend and let them take care of it for you.
或许可以向一个成人来谈这个事情，来让他们处理。
Because you need to let someone else know that this is in the mind of the person that is your friend.
你总是要让某一个人知道你这个朋友有这样子的想法意念。
Now, what happens if they try to commit suicide?
那如果他们真是这样做的时候，那会怎么样呢？
Now they have tried, they've been in the hospital maybe, and now they're coming home to stay.
比如说呢，他们曾经要自杀，然后被带到医院去，现在已经回来了。
You see, this is very hard for them to cope with.
那对他们这种自杀未遂带回家，再次回到家里面是很难的一个处境。
So as parents or friends or relatives, please someone be around them.
那一定要有父母亲、亲人、朋友呢，可以陪在身边。
Don't leave them alone.
绝对不要让他们一个人独处。
Don't assume that they know what they want when they say, I just want to be alone.
不要以为他们跟你说我想独处就让他自己独处。
Then you begin to make short-term goals with these young people.
然后也陪着他们来开始有一些设立一些前面的目标。
You're going to be helping them to regain control of their lives. So you're going to have to plan how you're going to do this.
你要开始帮助他们怎么样来自己处理或者是掌控他们自己的前面的日子。所以呢，对于这样子的一个帮助，你要计划。
Maybe their tension is over school. Maybe that's why they tried to commit suicide.
或许他们的压力是从学校来的，那因为这样呢，他们想自杀。
It may be that there they will have to stay out of school for a while.
那这样的话可能要让他们就是开始不要上学。
Or as a parent, you may have to lift up some of the pressures that you're putting on them.
或许呢把一些压力移开。
Don't always trust them now. They may act as if they're all right, but keep a watch on them.
即使他们已经跟你讲说没事了，但是呢你不能就这样子信任他们的这种表达。
Be there to support them.
常常在旁边来扶持他们。
Supporting them is not lecturing them. Supporting them is not trying to say, you did such a stupid thing. Why would you do this to the family?
所谓的这种扶持呢，绝对不要去对他们所做的行为有一些责怪，或者是呢有一些批评。
You see, it's the fact that you're saying to them, I believe I'm trying to understand what happened to you.
所谓的扶持是尽量的让对方知道说我在理解，我在了解，接纳你所做的。
And allow them to know that you're there, you're supporting them, they're very dear to you, and you don't want anything else to happen.
让他知道不管怎么样，我在你的身边，而且呢，你是我很亲爱的，我绝对不能让你发生这种事情。
Now remember this, if someone has tried to attempt suicide, and you come trying to console them and making them see that they can do better, and they'll become angry many times at what you say, or they might get very, very throw things and things. They don't want to hear it, in other words.
记得当一个人有这种自杀的这种意图的时候呢，或者已经自杀过了，那你绝对不能用一种好像要帮他们去解决的或者是建议的一个方法来面对他们，不然的话你会引起他们这种怒气，有时候呢甚至呢会对你排斥。
You see, if now that young person in your home is expressing anger, they're talking out, they're being very rude and hard, this doesn't mean that they're getting worse. Actually, it means now they are able to speak out those thoughts that's in them that has caused them to come to the place that they wanted to commit suicide.
如果他们能够这样表达他们的怒气， 比如说他们对你丢东西或怎么样的一个生气的表达的话，事实上是代表呢，他们已经可以把他们里面的一些想法呢，已经可以把它倾泻出来了。
You see, as you try to keep them safe, it sends a message to them that you don't want them to harm or self-harm themselves and that suicide isn't acceptable, but that we must try to work out through our emotions and conflicts and get these things out and that there's hope and help for them.
即使自杀这个行为是不能被接受的，是不被认同的，可是呢，他们这个时候呢，他们心理上很需要这种情绪的安抚，所以呢，让他们发泄，让他们表达，这样呢，就可以有一个出路，带给他们盼望，带给他们帮助。
Now, suppose that you're a mother and you're the sole caregiver of this one that's tried to commit suicide, like maybe your son. You should ask your doctor, your healthcare person, what to do to help prevent him and what you can do to give him that hope he needs.
如果比如说这个啊自杀的孩子就是你的儿子的话，你要去请教医生，然后呢，让医生告诉你怎么样。尽量带给他这种希望。
You see, inside, you may feel very helpless yourself. You don't know what to do. Are you saying the right things? Are you doing the right things? Or are you going to do something that's going to click off this thing again? So therefore, it's not wrong to feel this. That's why you need to get help.
你在帮助一个自杀过的人或想自杀的人的时候，你心里面可能会很无助，你会觉得好像很怕自己说错话或做错事情，这种感觉是正常的，你不要担心，但是一定要找到可以教导你，可以指教你的人。
You see, supporting it can be very hard work, so you need to know you have someone that's supporting you that you're able to talk to, or it will become very, verystressful for you.
扶持帮助一个自杀的人呢，是很需要的，而你自己这个帮助人的也需要别人的扶持。
You see, each situation, each person who commits suicide is different, and they may react different. Maybe they don't need a lot of talking, but they need a lot of show of your affection and your care until it comes through your body language, it comes through what you do for them and your care, that they recognize that really, you really do care.
每一个自杀的这种个案事实上都有它不同的表达，还有它不同的原因，所以有的人呢不见得需要你讲很多话，但是不管怎么样，你一定要从你的肢体语言或你的这种耐性，你的动作里面去表达到你真的关心他，然后让他知道说你是爱他的。
Maybe as that mother, your son is determined to take his life and he does. He commits suicide.
如果你是那个儿子有自杀意图而真的去有这种自杀行为的母亲的话，
You have to remember you're dealing with somebody else's crisis. You cannot take the responsibility for the outcome of what they decide, nor can you control them. So you cannot blame yourself.
你身为一个母亲，绝对不要来自责，那是他自己的生命危机。所以呢，你绝对不能因为这样子就来自责自己。
You see, you can get help for them, you can listen to them, you can make plans for them, but actually the final result is up to them.
即使呢，你是倾听了，你是建议了，可最后的决定还是他们自己。
Now let's go back.To the thought of listening again.
我们回到倾听这个部分。
As I said, it's a very important part of helping these people.
我说过，帮助这些自杀的人呢，倾听是很重要的。
But I want to give you some basic things about listening.
那我要给你一些倾听的很重要的一些原则。
You see, don't be afraid of what they are saying.
他们所说的话呢，你不要怕。
You see, when they begin to open up and say some very hard things, actually, as I said before, the fact that they're letting things out.
其实他们说得很重，说得非常的严重，那你不要害怕，因为呢，这是让他们倾泻出来的一个方法。
Don't try to solve their problem.
记得不要老是要解决他们的问题。
Don't say, I have the answer.
不要听了一半就跟他说呢，我跟你讲答案。
You see, just listening without them expecting you to solve the problem is very helpful to them.
所以你光是听就好，不要想要给他答案了，这样的倾听呢，是对他有帮助的。
Don't try to give them simple advice for serious problems.
所以呢，不要轻易的给他们一些简单的啊这种建议，因为呢，他们面对的是一个很严重的问题。
Offer to help them to find someone that can help them.
而是帮他们去找一个可以帮他的人。
And don't judge what the person is saying.
也不要评论。
You see, you don't judge that person, and you don't judge the people they're talking about.
对他跟你讲的话，还有他在讲的事或人呢，你都不要去评论。
Now, as they're talking to you, and you may ask some questions, ask what we call open-ended questions.
在你听的当中呢，可以接一些问题，可以帮助他引导他讲更多的话。
You might say, what is an open-ended sentence?
你可以给他一个让他可以有空间可以回答的一个问题。
It's a question that they must answer more than just yes or no. They must talk a little to give you the answer.
这种问题呢，不是给他们答说对或不对，好或不好而已，让他们需要谈出他们的想法或做法。
You see, you might say, are you feeling all right?
或许说呢，比如说你说呢，你觉得怎么样？
But they might say yes or no. You don't know.
这样的话，他的回答只有好跟不好。
You don't know how they really feel.
那你没有办法知道说到底他的感觉是怎么样。
You might say, what do you feel?
而你要问的问题是，你有什么感觉呢？
Now, these are the things that, you can go over and understand a little bit more of how to deal with, those who have come to the place in life that they feel like they want to end it all.
对于这些对生命已经没有兴致的人，想要自杀的人呢，这些问题或许可以帮助你更探究他们内心的一些想法。
You might say, what difference is it if I take my life or not?
或许你说呢，我自不自杀有什么关系呢？
I have mentioned it already, but I want to speak a little more about this subject.
我曾经有稍微提醒一下，但是现在我要针对这样的一个问题来回答。
Because life is a gift from God.
生命是神给的礼物。
When we recognize this, when it becomes a reality to us, then we realize that if I take my life, it is against the authority of God himself.
如果你有这样的一个认知，知道说我们的生命是由神来的话，那你还要来结束你的生命，等于说呢，你在反抗神的这种给予生命的权柄。
This he punishes with eternal death.
这个是要带来永恒的灭亡的这样子的一个处罚的。
So when they take their lives thinking that this will end it all, this is only the beginning of their sorrow and their torment.
当你在想说我死了就结束了就解决的这个这样的一个刹那的时候，你要想一想，事实上当我自己处理我的生命之后呢，才是我面对永恒的开始。
Men have made religions to make themselves very comfortable.
人把自己的这种信仰或者是宗教呢，把它想象得很舒服。
If they take their life, they just go into the next life.
总是想说呢，我自己解决掉，反正我在以后呢再转生就好了，有另外一个生命了。
If they take their life, they go into the area of reincarnation. They become something else.
或许呢，我现在结束我的生命，然后我就转世成另外一个生命。
All of this is very comfortable to those who think about committing suicide.
有时候呢，我们这些想要自杀的人就这样子想法。
For the atheists, they feel like there is nothing else. That's the end, and it's just like you're a dog, and you die that way, and there's no more.
对于不认识神的人呢，就好像说自己像狗一样自生自灭，反正死了就算了。
All of these are philosophies that sort of soothe us and keeps us from recognizing what it really means.
这个都是要来好像要来妥协自己，要来劝慰自己的一些想法，让我们呢远离真正的事实。
But you see, as you would go back into history and anthropology, you would begin to recognize and see that early man had a fear of death and what was going to happen and where would they go after they died.
如果我们好好的思考正视过去的人对于这种生死的啊这种想法的话，总是会看到或者是注意到他们很注意而且很害怕到底死后要往哪里去。
Where does man get that fear?
那这种害怕从哪里来呢？
If it doesn't come from something deep inside of us, then we wouldn't care when our life was over.
如果不是人里面有一种很深沉的一种意识，怎么会那么的害怕死的要往哪里去呢？
For many people feel like they live a hell on earth. The heartaches and sorrows and the abuses they get, they feel like death would be just a release for them.
有人以为活在世上呢，这些那么多的痛苦，那么多的困难，不如就好像释放自己，让自己解脱。
And yet for many of them, they recognize that there's something there that they fear to take their life.
但是呢，却也有很多人害怕，当我生命结束之后会怎么样呢？
And so we see then that as God has given us life,And he expects us to use it to its fullness. When we throw that life back into his face, this is where God has to punish us.
所以生命既然是从神创造者而来，那当他有期待我们把我们的生命，让我们的生命有一些啊完成一些我们生命的使命的时候，我们却这样子草草了之呢，我们是要得到处罚的。
Now let me qualify this.
我要再强调一次
that there are those who are mentally disturbed.
有一些人是他们的精神上面有问题。
They don't even know what they're doing.
他们不知道他们自己在做什么，是无知的。
There are those that are so heavy under depression that they have no control over themselves.
有些人是有这种心理上的这种情绪上的病，自己没有办法控制。
So when they take their lives, it's not an understandable thing what they're doing.
他们是在无意识或没有理解力的情况下面啊，去解决自己的生命的。
But I'm talking about those that coolly and quietly think that there isn't any hope, there isn't anything they can do, so they're just getting out of life.
我在讲的对象是针对这一些你可以思考，你可以分析，你以为生命好像死了就没有什么责任这样的人，针对这样的人来讲的。
You need to think about this.
你要好好的思考。
You need to understand this.
你要好好的理解。
You see, when America was more God-fearing than they are today,
美国呢，在过去对于神的敬畏呢，比今日多得多了。
There were then, at that time, very little suicide that you heard about.
在那段时间呢，很少人有这种自杀的意愿。
You may say, well, life didn't have the anxieties it has today.
或许你说过去的时代呢，没有像今天有那么多的焦虑。
Anxieties and frustrations have always been with man.
这种挫败、焦虑呢，是自从人有人以来就有的。
When our people believed in God and in his laws and in his commandments, they were not quick to take their lives.
当一个人认识神、相信神，而且呢，认知他的这种定律还有他的这种命令的话，我们就不太容易来啊解决自己的生命。
So my friends, we need something to believe in God through Jesus Christ to hold us steady when life seems that we cannot cope, but he gives us the grace to go on.
亲爱的朋友，你需要这种信念，他是你的神，当你有困难的时候，他把他的爱子给我们，让我们可以面对患难困难，好让我们可以继续的向前。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名、住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄十三 之40号信箱，台湾高雄13之40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。